when you're running a marathon, you know, you're out there for 4 hours, 10 minutes, doesn't seem like that big of a deal. I was having a tough day. There were times that I thought about walking. If I would have walked, it might have put me closer to the time of the blast. I had finished just about 10 minutes prior. So I was still in the athlete's village, kind of in the finishing area. I had gotten my warming blanket and my medal and was getting my food, and then I had to stop because I had a real big leg cramp going on. And that's when the blast went off. So it was pretty crazy. It was unreal to be that close.
You're a Jamestown native. A lot of people are listening from Jamestown area. And like you said in the AP report, very surreal event for you.
It really was. It took so long to process what was actually going on. Like I said, I had finished about 10 minutes prior, so I was still in that finisher's village. I had gotten my heat sheet, my medal, and you heard the blast, and I was having some leg cramp issues, so I was holding on to two gentlemen, and all of a sudden there was this loud boom, and then another one right afterwards, and the ground shook a little bit. By the time we all looked to the direction of the boom, I mean, the smoke was already billowing above the buildings. I just asked the question, you know, after running 26.2 miles, you're a little wonky. So I just asked the question to this gentleman next to me. I go, what do you think that was? And he said, I think that was a bomb. And his girlfriend must have been behind me. And he said, we need to grab ourselves and we need to get out of here now. And I stood there for a couple minutes until my cramps subsided, and then made my way back to the bus area to pick up my bag. But it was surreal. It was organized. You could tell that people were panicking internally, but there weren't a lot of people running around. There were people asking where the family waiting room area is. They always have a waiting area set aside alphabetically for the families of the runners to meet. And so a lot of people were kind of panicking. I'm sure they wanted to see that their loved ones were okay. But it was like nothing I've ever experienced before.
Julie, are you rethinking of entering the New York Marathon after what happened yesterday?
You know, I have till April 24th to make that decision. Yeah, it's definitely something I'm going to really think hard about. If they're willing to attack Boston and the runners here, I think New York could possibly be a little susceptible. I would imagine that security would be very tight at that marathon. But, yeah, it does make you rethink some of the big ones. And start thinking maybe I just need to go a little bit smaller and less discreet. Plus, I'm 51. Maybe I just need to quit doing marathons altogether.
Julie, I know a lot of folks in the Jamestown area are listening, and we're very thankful that you're okay.
I appreciate that. I know my folks were very concerned. You know, they took the cell phone towers out right away. There was a woman next to me, and when we were standing at the bus line, and they couldn't find her bag, and she's like, I have to find my bag. I don't have a cell phone. She said, I need to call my husband and my son. They were in the stands waiting for me. And they said, don't worry, I've got a cell phone. And so I pulled that out to call so she could call her husband, and the cell phone towers were down, and you know, I wasn't able to call my husband. I wasn't able to call my mom and dad. You know, I wasn't able to call my children. That was the worst part, is just feeling so helpless to let people know that you were okay.
Julie Jeske, a Jamestown native, our guest on today's Voice of the Valley.